Good afternoon, Jake.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. And yourself?
Yeah, not bad at all.
What inspired you to become a tattoo artist?
Just sort of always been into art and drawing and that sort of stuff, and grew up in an environment where my parents and family had tattoos, and I grew up skating and listening to music and stuff, and it just sort of went hand in hand. And then when I was in high school, I sort of decided that it's what I wanted to do. And then, yeah, left school at 16 to do my apprenticeship and been tattooing ever since.
And how would you describe your style of work?
I do large-scale, sort of Japanese-inspired neo-trad tattoos. So a lot of full-body scale work, back pieces, front pieces, sleeves, big composition-style stuff.
And can you tell us about some of your favourite pieces that you have done?
I'm pretty lucky. I get to do a lot of pretty much every day I get to do really cool stuff. Like, all my clients give me a lot of freedom to do what I want to do. A couple highlight pieces that I've done. I worked on a big front piece on a girl that was a big griffin. That was probably one of the coolest ones, but I get to do really cool stuff every day, so I'm really lucky in that sense.
Yeah, definitely. I have seen some of your work as well on Instagram. It does look incredible.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's all right. And have you ever stopped or wanted to stop a customer from getting their choice of tattoo?
I mean, I think it's part of like an artist's integrity to sort of know what is, what's a good idea and what's a bad idea. As I said, most of my clients give me pretty good freedom about what I want to do, but if someone comes in with something that, you know, their idea is too complicated and it's just not going to work, I think it's sort of on the artist's part to say, hey, let's change this and do that or something, and just, you know, use your experience as guidance to make sure that they get a good tattoo at the end of the day and they don't overcomplicate something or make a mistake.
Yeah, definitely. What would you say is the weirdest and wackiest tattoo you've ever been asked to do?
I don't know about that one. I have done one tattoo that was quite weird. I did a tattoo of a cartoon vagina dressed as a cat. That's probably the weirdest thing I've ever done. Other than that, I don't really do too many strange tattoos.
And so you are going to be at Sydney Tattoo Expo. What can visitors expect from the expo this weekend?
The expos are awesome. They're a really great event. A lot of people come through. There's a lot of entertainment for the patrons. There's nearly 400 artists there. So it's just a great chance for people in the tattoo community to come and hang out and get tattoos and look around. And maybe people who aren't into tattoos or don't have any can come and see what it's all about. It's a really friendly, exciting, busy environment. And it's really cool.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I am going to be there myself, so we'll have to pop in and say hi.
Yeah, definitely. Make sure you come past and say hello. It'd be good to put a face to the name.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
No, not a drama at all. Anytime. Thanks for having me.